listening to Clash Royale Radio with Dylan and Caleb in 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to Clash Royale Radio, episode number 25. I am your host, Dylan.
I'm your co-host, Caleb.
And guys, this week, we're going to be talking about the balance changes coming out. And also, we have a one-year anniversary thing called Then and Now. Then we have a card showdown, and then we also have a Clash Royale quiz made by our community member on Discord. So, guys, that's going to be a lot of fun. So, dude.
1 year!
1 year, man.
Let's go.
Dude, I can't believe it's been 1 year. Yeah,
does it feel like that's been that long?
No, not at all. Like, it kind of flew by.
It did.
So, 25 episodes, man.
25 episodes took us to 1 year.
It's been awesome. Been awesome.
Been a wonderful journey.
And, like, five of those is with Dalton.
Sadly. Think about it. Sadly.
That's probably more than that. Probably, like, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. So, how's your week going?
Well...
Like, on the Clash side.
I haven't been playing.
Really?
No. I've not been playing at all.
Have you been playing chess?
Chess. I got to say sorry to the community. Last 2 weeks, I was really harsh on Clash Royale for bringing up chess. I don't think I made my thought process clear enough, but I feel like Clash Royale is, like, disguising, like, their screw-up, and they're saying, hey, but look at this, though, you know? You can't, like, I don't know. They're just going off on other companies now instead of they're more worried about partnering up with other companies, other games and stuff like that, and they're not really worried about, you know.
You look at it too deep, guys. If you guys haven't already, and I think what is it? The 28th is when it ends. Right now on Clash Royale on their Twitter account, they have a link on there and you can get 1.75 million gold.
Okay,
dude.
Okay, yeah. I'm not disagreeing with that. That's the part I'm not disagreeing with. But I'm not going to get into it. I know we're just now starting the show, but I'm just saying it's kind of like this. They're disguising their screw up. Like, they were disguising the level 15 with no gold. That's what I'm saying.
You're just Mr. Negative.
And the gold, doesn't matter how much gold you have, I don't think it's still going to help the game out. The game still is paid to win. That's the only issue I have.
Yeah.
See, my problem? It's still paid to win.
Right.
That didn't fix anything.
Well, guys, before we get started... if you guys want some news and updates of the podcast, go ahead and follow us on Twitter. And if you want more, like, chatting, discussions, tournaments, and guys, a lot more, please join our Discord server. The link will be down at the show notes.
Yeah, and if you guys are listening to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any other platform, just please go ahead and leave a review to support the show.
And we got a question of the week. All right, this question goes to Extra Cold Pizza. He said, if you can make an entire deck for only using one card, which card would you choose? Not including champions or evolutions. So this question, it was kind of confusing because, like, is he talking about if you only made one card, that would be your deck? Or would you have one card, you use one card and make your deck around that? That's what I was saying. So we'll go with that. So what is that one card you would work around?
We're not allowed to do evolutions or champions.
Evolutions or champions, yeah. Gosh, so wait. When he said that, then it's probably just one card. So pick one card that would be your only, like, that would be your deck, that one card. Because that would make sense if he said you can't include champions or barbarian or, like, evolutions and stuff like that. So
I'd say it's either, like, E-Giant or...
Oh, giant nice.
Skeleton. One of them, too, that could just do a lot of damage when
I don't know
die,
about Giant Skeleton. Giant Skeleton would be a waste.
Maybe, but E-Giant, the death damage is nice, though, especially if you get to tower.
Yeah, but
and you're building around
it. Okay, but you'll never get to the tower. E-Giant,
if you build around it, though.
If you do, but if that's the only card you have in your entire deck, there's no way you're making it. E-Giant would be a really good, really big, really good card. So what I was thinking about this, and E-Giant never came across my mind, and that's actually a really good pick. But for me, it would be not the evolutions, but it would probably be the Royal Recruits. Because you can kind of dual lane pressure and stuff like that. They're really good on defense. But again, you wouldn't really get to the tower. I don't know.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I think E-Giant's really good. Maybe Sparky. But still, I don't know about that.
Maybe not. I don't think Sparky would do it either.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, guys. The balance change is coming out.
And there's a lot of them.
Well, that's kind of confusing. So first off,
are we going through every single one?
No, we're not going through every single one.
I appreciate that.
So it's really weird. So this season they're having us vote for balance changes, which is kind of really cool. I'm glad that they are asking the community, and that's what they're going to go through. But I don't know if they're going to do 10 cards. You have to vote for 10 cards. I don't know if they're going to do the top 10 cards and use that for the balance changes and stuff like that. I don't know. But guys, we're going to go through the top 10 most voted right now.
Let's go through it.
So number one was the Evo Knight. It's at 71% of voting, which is insane.
For a buff or a nerf?
It's for a nerf.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you see the red on there, it's for the nerfs.
Okay, gotcha.
So Evo Knight, obviously, is so overpowered. Number two is the Evo Barbarians at a 69% on voting.
I'm not surprised right now.
No. I think they both need it.
Yeah.
Number three on that list is the Bomb Tower, 55%.
I think the reason why they went that down is just because they're seeing it a lot.
Well, they just want the hit speed, negative 11%. So
I think that's going to kill it.
I don't know. There's been a lot of Bomb Towers lately, so yeah. I could see that. Now, the Evo Skellies was number four, and they are getting a buff count back to eight. So, which they needed.
They keep going back to six to eight, six to eight.
Yeah.
Just keep it eight and then work around that.
Yeah. What about like seven and a half? I don't know.
Have a Skelly. One-legged Skelly.
All righty. Number five is the Magic Archer, the first hit. So there's two Magic Archers on here. Number six is Lava Hound. Man,
why?
48%. Well, dude, it's everywhere. If I'm not mistaken, last season Lava Hound was number one deck in that finished last season.
Which
if I
makes
remember,
sense.
It's because pretty strong.
If you look always, I think it was back when Evo Firecracker came out. That's when you saw Lava Hound.
Yeah,
because that was the thing about it. That was the thing that was going to kill that stupid Hog EQ deck, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, right.
It was something like that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All righty. Number seven, the Balloon at 46%. And they're doing the death damage on this, a negative 7%. So
that's
all
Balloon. It's going to get worse.
Well, this is just a death damage. I think it's fine. Death damage is like two something.
True, but
200 some damage. So it is kind of insane just for death damage.
Maybe, but. But you remember that when it, I don't know, it might kill it even more.
Well, honestly, it kind of needs to because it's everywhere, man. It is.
I mean, that's true.
All right, number eight on that list is the other Magic Archer, nerf. They're wanting to nerf their damage.
42%.
So, yeah, 42%. So, well, not damage 42%. They're going to, it was a 6% on that, so. Number nine, the Giant. They wanting to buff this thing.
I don't think they should. Whew. Suckers everywhere.
People on Discord are like, no, we do not want back. We don't want Giant back.
No.
They do not want him back. And then number two, the Inferno Dragon
number
at 38% votes.
Number,
what's that?
You said number two?
Sorry, did I say number two?
You did.
Number 10.
There you go.
The last one. Inferno Dragon, so.
38%.
So what do you think about these top 10 votes? So the Evo Knight definitely needs it. The Evo Barbarians definitely needs it. I think on this list, I mean, I like the Magic Archer, I think it definitely needs it. At least one of those.
Yeah.
I don't know about two. I don't know about both of them because I think that would really set the card back.
The only thing I disagree is Giant. Giant and I'd say Bomb Tower. I feel like, I don't know why, but I feel like that's going to kill Bomb
Tower.
Maybe
do like half of that, maybe 6%.
I would say like that's not
speed.
Half.
Well, close enough. But,
true, but.
Yeah, I don't know. You know the one that surprised me is a stupid tornado they were wanting to do, and it was 11th on this list.
Why does that surprise you?
Well,
you think that should be one?
But the radius, they want to go, I think it was at six tiles, if I'm not mistaken, or at least five and a half. They want to go down to five tiles. So that's going to change a lot of interactions.
Yeah, because you're not going to be able to pull anything to the middle tower at all.
Well, a few things you can.
Like, maybe
a few things.
Hog Rider, of course, but
no. Well, it also depends on where they place it too.
True.
On the bridge, true. But dude, this was 11th on that list when I made this.
The question is, does it need it?
I don't know, man. It's. I think whatever they do to Tornado, they're either going to make it too overpowered or they're going to literally kill it.
You know what I don't see that surprises me?
On this list?
Yeah. At all?
What's that?
Firecracker.
Yeah, the Firecracker's good. It's in a good spot, I mean.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do not worry about Firecracker anymore. I think the Evo is exactly where it needs to be. The okay. Original card is really good, like where it needs to be. So, dude, I think you kind of want this bomber buff that on here, right here.
Yeah, buff.
The range.
The buff of the bomber.
Up to 5 tiles. Dude, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
Bring back the bomber.
Hey, parents.
Yeah, you.
Are you looking for a podcast your kids will really love?
Well, we made one just for you.
And for us.
As genuine, all-natural kids ourselves, we know what makes a fun and interesting podcast.
So we decided to make it ourselves. Every show is packed with interviews, stories, and on-the-ground reporting.
We have interviewed everyone from scientists to Grammy Award-winning musicians to NFL quarterbacks.
Listen to Wild Interest wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot.
Well, like I said, I don't know with the top 10 votes, I'm not sure if they are going to implement all 10 or they're just going to do like 5 or so, but we are able to vote up to 10.
Yeah.
If I'm, you know, I didn't even do it, so I don't know. But those are the top 10 votes right now. And I'm not can't really complain.
The only thing I complain is just like number 3 and number 9, which is Giant, and which I don't think, Giant's at a good spot. And Bob Tupper, I think it's at a good spot as well. So I don't think why they need to nerf it.
Yeah, I was listening to...
That's just my opinion. Bomb Tower is really good.
I think Juicy J, and he was saying that Bomb Tower is really good, and he cannot wait for it to get a nerf. So
really?
Yeah.
It might be more overpowered than I think.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've not been playing the game very, very much. I've been off and on it quite a bit, so I haven't been really hardcore into it like I used to be.
And there's a lot of minor wall breakers right now.
There
with,
is.
I remember Magic playing, Archer.
I remember playing a couple of that, yep.
Which I love playing against because
so do I
have lava.
Exactly.
And that's just, you literally can mess up the whole game and you'll still come on top with lava.
Yeah.
Playing against that minor wall breakers. So always love to see that.
Yeah.
But right. Overall, yeah.
I feel pretty comfortable. Like I said, those are only two complaints I have, really. Everything else, I feel like it needs, literally.
Yeah, and this list can change over time. This is, you know, a few days ago when I made this, so it could be different now, so. Caleb, it's been 1 year, man.
It has.
It's been a really fast 1 year.
It has.
All right, guys, this is a
Clash
segment.
Royale was up to its peak, and now, you know, pay to win.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
A new segment called Then and Now. Caleb, you got chat open?
Yeah.
Okay, chat. You guys can ask some questions and Caleb will read them back. If you guys don't know what to ask, then just kind of listen to these few questions. So, this segment is called Then and Now. And the first question is, how many trophies were we at when we first started this podcast? And where are we at now? Do you remember?
Let me look at my game real quick and look at my trophies. I think I was at 5,000.
Dude, I think, yeah.
I or think like 55, I only, 50, this is sad.
5,500, I think, is where we were
I only
at.
Climbed up to 2,000. So I'm at 7,000 trophies.
Yeah, that's a big jump, though. Yeah, when we first started this pod, dude, it's only been a year. Yeah, we were at, I think I was about close to 5,000, maybe 5,500 trophies. And now I am at 7,500 and haven't played ladder in so long because of the level 15. I only have one card level 15, so it's not even going to try. But where are you at now?
I'm at 7,029. Okay. Still in that stupid arena that I can't get out of.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to go play Trophy Road for a very long time.
Right. So. Number two. What deck were we playing then, and what are we playing now?
I was playing all different types of decks, but the one deck I do remember, it was that deck that was haunting to a bunch of people. It was that giant skeleton knight witch.
Hang on. Was that the draft that you, me, and Dalton did that long time ago? Do you remember that?
I do remember that, but that's
so we were we were at lunch, and we were drafting our cards. We're playing like a little league, just the three of us. And I do remember that. I drafted E-Giant, Ram Rider, and I couldn't tell you what else, but that was pretty much it. I don't even know why you'd have those two in the same deck. But, dude, I was actually doing so good, and that's what I was using. I can't remember everything. I had Tornado with it.
Either I had...
But E-Giant was so broken back then.
It was. E-Giant was so broken. But because, especially with Mirror...
Oh my goodness.
That was a little bit before that.
Or after, yeah.
So the thing about Mirror is that, yeah, you play E-Giant. But no, the thing about it was, for me, it was that clone with Skelly Barrel.
Yeah.
That was my go-to deck
right.
for a very, very, very long time. And I would switch through Golem or Giant Skeleton on that for my tank.
So what are you playing now? Golem?
Golem. I'm back to Golem, but it's the Golem
Pump. Yeah.
Golem Pump and E-Drag, which is my favorite dragon in the game. Probably my favorite card in the game now.
E-Dragon?
I'll probably say so.
Nice, yeah. It's a solid card.
It's very solid, very annoying.
Especially with Tornado mixed with that.
Tornado, yeah. Yep. Tornado's really good with it.
I hate playing against it. I don't think nobody likes playing against it. So now, as everybody probably knows, now I play I play Lava Hound. Lava Hound Miner with Elite Barbarians. Well, the Evo Barbarians. Skelly Dragons, Arrows, Tombstone, Inferno Dragon, and Flying Machine. And dude, I'm loving it. I thought I was going to switch out a couple times, but I stuck with it and trying to learn, and yeah, I'm
been
loving
changing,
it.
Either Dark Prince, Lumberjay, or Night Witch. I've been switching a lot of that. I'm like, you know what? No, I just need to find a deck that's really good, very, really good at just putting up a beat down deck. So I'm sticking with Lumberjay and Night Witch at the moment.
Number three. What is your goal on either POL or the trophy road? And what do you want to hit? Like, what is your goal?
Obviously, I want to hit Ultimate Champ.
That's your
goal? That's my goal, to hit nice. Ultimate Champ. And, but obviously...
What's the closest you've been?
I haven't even hit Royal Champ yet. I was one win away
from
Royal
goodness,
Champ.
Oh, my goodness, crazy.
Then I didn't get it. I've been like one step away from Royal Champ multiple times and just lose. And then I would lose like five or six in a row.
Yeah.
You know how that works.
Yep. I haven't found any motivation to get to Ultimate Champion again.
Neither have I, to be honest.
Right.
Since it's so pay to win.
No, I'm having a lot of fun with it, but it just takes a lot of time.
You're right.
It just takes a lot of
POL, you're right. It's not pay to win necessarily.
Like,
it's, but you're right. It takes
here's
a bunch
what I feel
of
like.
Time.
I feel like when you hit Ultimate Champion, you are forever an Ultimate Champion. Like, they don't put you back down.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of my opinion, but I don't know. But my goal now is to, on POL, I would like to get the 9,000, which will take forever. So I'm not really worried about it right now. And Trophy Road's kind of more of like a campaign, like, you know, kind of casual ladder.
Yeah. But since
POL, I want to get at least ranked. That's my goal.
Really?
I think rank starts at 10,000, top 10,000. So it'd be so cool to get that top 10,000 player in the world. So yeah, that'd be my goal. So I don't know how long that'll take or if that'll ever happen, but
yeah, that's awesome.
I don't know. It'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool. Yeah.
Number four. What did we expect this pod to turn out?
Oh man.
And what did it turn out to be?
I don't know if I had any expectations. Like, so me and Dylan love doing stuff like this. We always wanted a podcast. If you guys want to go back and look at our podcasts and stuff like that, you guys can, more than welcome to. But anyways, but me and Dylan always just love to talk like this. We always wanted to be like in the radio somehow, you know, and talk about
stuff. Talk in front of a mic.
Talk in front of a mic and stuff like that. And so we had some pretty cool opportunities to do this. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what it was. It just was like, hey, let's try Clash Royale. There's not a big hit. We did our research. Like, no one else, only two guys were hitting Clash Royale, but then they left. And that's what honestly kind of like motivated us even more. Like, no one else did it that good like they did, you know? So I'm like, I think we should do it. I'm not saying we're better than them at all. I think obviously they're way better, but
yeah, they're really cool.
They're awesome. Bada boom. I love them. They're so cool.
Yeah. They really inspired us for sure. And, that's really got our
shout
motivation.
Out to them.
Yeah.
It was such awesome.
Yeah. So
and how depth they went into the game and stuff like that. It was so cool.
What I expected about this pod, what it would turn out, I don't know. I just kind of, I just wanted to make it and just see where it goes. I thought it would be kind of a little bit of a hit because, like you said, nobody was really potting about Clash Royale. Like you said, there was a few, but they weren't like very. I don't know. The one that I looked up, he doesn't do them anymore. So like, there's not a whole lot of Clash Royale podcasters out there. So I think it'd be really cool to start a podcast, I guess. So what it turned out to be, though, dude, it's been nuts. I never thought Discord would be so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm
not on it a lot. Everybody like
everybody on Discord, the community that we have,
yeah,
is literally the best part, and probably the only reason why I'm still playing Clash, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. I think if it wasn't like, even if, let's just say, Clash Royale gets killed or whatever, this Discord will still be alive to this.
Oh, game. Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, it's not the game no more. You know what I mean? It was like people saying like, oh, it's about the game. It's not about the game at all now. It's literally all about the community, the great, awesome community that we have around our country, around different parts of the country.
Or the world,
that's what I meant to say. That's the awesome part, you know, and it's just really cool how we can come together and just talk outside of the game, you know, and just really get to know them. That's the really cool part. So
this is the next question, number 5. What is the hardest thing you've ever done in the Clash Royale radio podcast?
Hang out with Dylan. He sucks. No, I'm just kidding. No, he doesn't. What's the hardest? I don't know. But I'd say this.
Yeah, that's a tough question. It's kind of weird.
I kind of felt like that.
Showing up?
No. It wasn't the showing up part. I think the thing about it was, I want to get off topic, but the hardest thing that I do when it came to Clash Royale Radio is, it kind of leads up to the next question as well, though. I guess it just, how to use this game, I guess, for basically the glory of God is what I want to bring it up with.
You know, right.
I see this Clash Royale Radio thing and this Discord that I'm a part of open up so many doors to other people that I can just kind of share the gospel to if they're willing to listen.
Yeah.
That's honestly probably the hardest thing to do, because a lot of people don't want to hear the truth no more, right? They don't want to hear the good news of what Jesus Christ has done, you know, or they don't even want to do the research of it. Don't take my word. You go out and you try to find the truth, the legit truth of that and stuff like that. And, because you don't know me from Adam, but if you look at what God's word says, you know, and how true it is,
right?
That's the whole point. So that's what's really, I think that's the hardest thing I've ever had to do in the Clash Royale Radio.
So yours is a lot deeper than mine. But like the hardest thing for me was, actually it's a kind of a lot of things. Like editing takes a lot of out, you know, it's pretty hard to edit. I mean, I'm getting better at it, so it's not as bad now, but, and then I also do all the show notes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so that, and you, then trying to find topics is probably the hardest thing actually for this. Finding topics is crazy. And that's why I encourage you guys on Discord too. If you guys have any topics or any suggestions, please share. I don't care anything. Please. And we'll probably 9 times out of 10, we'll use it.
Yeah.
So number 6. What keeps you driving with this podcast? Like, what is that motivation?
Basically what number 5 is. You know what I mean? Like it's not just the fact of like, okay, yes, yeah, so my entire life is surrounded by the gospel. It surrounds, I am second. I put God first in every situation. I think that he allowed us to have this awesome Discord, this awesome people that we work with, and another door opportunity to share the gospel. So that's what keeps driving me in this community. Now, I will tell you the truth. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I suck at, you know, being on Discord. I do.
Yeah, but but you don't have to be. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be on Discord a whole lot.
No, but I'm hardly ever on it. I think it's really good for, you know, especially me being a co-host, me to be on there every now and then saying, hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? And invest in their lives a little bit more, get to know them, stuff like that. Because, honestly, that's what keeps me driving in this podcast as well. It keeps me showing up. It's not necessarily the game, but it's the community and the people that I get to meet. It's just such an awesome thing.
Right.
And I need to be more involved in the Discord. So,
yeah, I definitely agree with you there. Like, what keeps me driving really is, yeah, it is nice. It is like, you know, getting to know people.
Yeah.
And sharing the gospel with them.
Yep.
But another thing is like this Discord is what really drives me.
Yeah.
The community and all the support that they have, it really drives me and keeps me going with this podcast. It's a huge motivator, especially when you get reviews and stuff like that. So if you guys haven't already, please leave a review because it is a huge motivator.
And the goal is I also try to reach out to people who are... I consider myself a serious gamer. I don't have the like an expensive PC or whatever like that, but I love the bench game. Like just little, I could sit on games for hours, right?
Right.
And it's awesome to talk to people, say, hey, there's more to life, obviously, to this game. And honestly, it's to hit it where the heart is that, hey, where are you going when you die? Because everybody has a date with death.
Number seven, who's your favorite community member?
This is going to be tough. Dude, you know where they're going.
This is too much pressure, guys.
Dude, no one's talking.
All right, man, you go first. I already got mine. Favorite community member?
See, Savage said it.
What'd he say? It's gotta be me.
I love, dude. Savage is so huge in the Clash Mini, and not true. Just that. He's on Discord a lot. I need to be on Discord a lot, and he's just so cool. But you know what? Karate Kid's another one. Karate Kid helped me. There's so many. I can't just name one.
You gotta name one, dude. You gotta name one.
My word.
You gotta make people mad.
I don't want to make people tilted. Either Savage or Karate Kid. Karate Kid is coaching me on like some decks and stuff like that. Or he did anyways.
So for me, yeah. Karate Kid, Bytor.
Frozen Yeti.
Those three, sorry if I'm forgetting somebody. But those three, like I really think of. And I'm going to have
Tracer.
I'm going to have to go with Frozen Yeti. He's one of my favorite community members. We're so much in common. He loves sports, football. We kind of clash with each other on sports and stuff like that. I got him into chess. So, what else? I don't know.
I think for me, it's going to be Savage.
Yeah.
I think it has to be Savage just because like number one, he's obviously funny. Like there's a lot of funny people in our Discord too, but like, he loves Clash Mini, and I'm in love with Clash Mini as well. I can't wait till it to go global. It's going to be so awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's just a cool cat.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, everybody. Savage and Frozen Yeti won that one.
All right, guys. Card showdown. Let's get it, dude. I got some good ones, man. I got some good ones.
You got some good ones, huh? We'll be the judge of that.
Number one.
Okay. All righty. We got the Cannon Cart and the Dark Prince. Which one is better?
Dark Prince.
Dark Prince?
It does splash. He dumps the river. He's easier. He's less elixir. I'm going with Dark Prince.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like,
he's faster.
Cannon in the pocket.
Cannon pocket is annoying. You're right. Cannon in the pocket is annoying, especially when he breaks.
But he's also five elixir. I'm going to have to go with you there because I think the Dark Prince is more, it's in more decks. It's just, you know, if it just, yeah, it's just better. It's splash damage and stuff like that. It has a shield.
Forgot about that, yeah.
And he has a charge, so.
There's a lot to him.
Yeah.
Number two.
All righty. We got the Ice Wizard, the E-Dragon, and the Zappies. Which one is better?
Oh my gosh.
Which electric one is better? You already know the yours. It's got to be the dragon.
It's got to be
E-Dragon, right?
But I'm bothered by the Zappies. They're so good. Like, yes, they're not on offense. They're not on offense. But defense is so good. You can split them. Yeah, one trips away, but...
Spireball. Fireball bait.
It's been everywhere. You know what I mean? Okay. I got to go with E-Drag. Sorry. It chains. You need tornado with it. Yes, it's the most expensive.
I'm going to have to agree with you. Oh, like, I love these cards, but like E-Dragon is just so good.
I was literally struggling with that. It was either I-Drag or the Zaps. They're so good, the Zaps are.
Right.
Number three.
All right. So we got the best duos. Which one's better? We got Balloon and Lumberjack.
How
or the Fisherman or the RG.
How is
E-Giant and Tornado not in this?
I thought about that.
You should have put it. Well, yeah. Probably going to win no matter what. Yeah, true.
Actually, I think
with that, that's the best duo in Clash Royale, so actually glad you did it, because this is actually tougher.
Yeah, this is more debatable.
This is more debatable. They both play
so Lumberloon or RG and Fisherman?
I feel like, though, Lumberloon, like, you need to add, like, that's the best trio is Lumberloon with Freeze, right?
I mean, that's a deck, yeah, but like,
what I'm saying is that, like, without the Freeze in that deck, I feel like it's kind of...
Not necessarily. There's decks without Freeze.
Is it? Okay.
And it's a lot cheaper. It's more of a balloon cycle.
Oh. I don't want to say RG just because of the buff it gets because of Evo. I mean, I can see that being better, but
I don't think you can, because if you play RG, you have to use Fisherman. Like, it's literally like a must for me. It's kind of like the E-Giant. You have to have Tornado. If you have E-Giant, yeah, right, and you're not running Tornado,
this is like a must you have on this side. But the Lumber and Lumberjack, and Lumberjack, you don't necessarily need it.
But Balloon, you can use Lava.
You're right.
So that's kind of my argument. I'm going to go with RG as well.
RG Fisherman, I think, yeah.
Number four.
I think this one's easy.
All right, we got the Skeleton Army and the Guards. Which one is better?
I think it's the Guards, by far. Same elixir.
Yeah.
There's less of them, but they have a shield, so you can fireball them. The only bad thing is you can arrow them.
Arrow them will kill them, yeah.
But log them or anything else, they're going to keep their shields. Or not just shields, but...
Yeah, that was an easy one. I agree. I think the Guards are really good.
Number five.
You got to be kidding me. This one's good.
All right.
This one's good.
The Mini P.E.K.K.A. Or the Golden Knight. Which one is better?
The only thing that would be better than the Mini P.E.K.K.A. is the charge. That's all I got to say about it. It's the charge, but the Mini P.E.K.K.A. packs a punch. It works so good on defense and offense.
Yeah.
I have to go with Mini P.E.K.K.A. just because
I am too.
He's that good on both sides of the field. He really is.
I agree with you, man. Mini P.E.K.K.A. it is.
Oh, man.
Number six.
All right, the buildings. Sucks. Which one is better?
This one sucks.
Tombstone or the cannon?
It depends on the situation.
Tombstone for me.
That's because you play with it.
You're right. I'm a little biased, but I think Tombstone is better. I mean, like, when it dies, you get like another four skeletons, and it's just so annoying.
True. But I have to agree with you. You're right.
Tombstone?
Yeah, Tombstone. It's got to be Tombstone, I feel like.
Yeah, that's what I think. But like I said, I'm a little biased. But like with Tombstone, a log pretty much takes it out. So that's kind of a downfall.
That's the thing, but it's not that strong either. Really.
Yeah, but it's stronger. But you can't just log a cannon.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, you want to earthquake a cannon and stuff like that, but...
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
Yeah.
Number seven.
The most hated card.
Why is E-Golem not in there?
You're right.
Why is lightning not in there?
All right. Most hated card. Okay. Which one is most hated? You got the Wizard, the Mega Knight, Sparky, or the Electric Giant?
Okay. The Electric Giant and Sparky are not, like, they're not even close to being my hated cards.
Which one?
Electric
Giant and the Sparky?
Anything that does electric, I'm not afraid of.
Okay.
Those two?
The Wizard and the Mega Knight?
I hate them.
Those are my two. I like.
Shut up.
No, you're right. The wizard for me is the most hated because it is the worst one out of the bunch. Like, there is no meta for Wizard, and people play Wizard. Okay, so
Mini P.E.K.K.A. one hits it, like one hit, the Wizard dead.
Yeah, I know.
It gone.
You literally use a miner and it kills it.
That's
so
true.
Like, you're using three and they use five. So
oh man,
I don't get why literally the only reason why people play Wizard is because it's the easiest card to use because it does splash. But you're also paying 5 elixir. It's insane. But with Mega Knight, I ain't worried about Mega Knight whatsoever.
But I hate Mega Knight though. I hate it. I absolutely hate Mega Knight. It's so...
Which one do you hate more?
Wizard. Wizard's okay. My most hated. The flippin' Mega Knight's up there though.
Okay.
Number 8.
The most skilled card. You either got the Fisherman, the Mortar, 3 Musketeers, or the Dark Goblin. Which one is most skilled?
Dark Goblin is not most skilled, I'd say.
I think so.
I don't think so either.
I think if you can't learn what his range can target and how far he can see, that's pretty skilled. Like, you need to know that.
I think it's Fisherman. I think Fisherman is, out of all of those, is by far the most skilled because you've got to put him down at the right moment and bring him in.
True, to use Fisherman, you also got to learn like how far he can pull, how far he can even see.
Yeah.
But also, like, 3 Musketeers, I have no
idea about... 3 Musketeers... You definitely got to manage your cost, no doubt about it.
Not just that, not just because they're 9 elixir, but like with 3 Musketeers, you got to figure out their spells. You got to figure out, like, okay, they're splash cards as
well. Their cycle, yeah.
They're not just their cycle, but like if you put a pump down and they decide to fireball it, 3M right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got to make sure.
Learn their cycle.
Right.
Once you learn their cycle, say, okay, they just got rid of fireball. So
you don't think Mortar will be up there?
I play with Mortar. And knowing my...
I feel like Mortar, you got to figure out, like, I think the hardest part is like when to use a defensive Mortar. And then when is it a good time to push?
See, I'm not very smart with Mortar, I'll be honest, but like I use Mortar, Miner, and Poison, so it's a weird deck. It's not a meta deck, it's just a deck I made up, okay? But I use Evo Mortar. The thing about it is that I always put defensive Mortar out first to see if they got a hog, they got anything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know. I think it doesn't take as much skill as people say it does. To me, I kind of treat it like more like, I don't know, Expo. And Expo doesn't... It does take skill, no doubt about Expo, but... On the board, I'm just seeing more. I'm just saying that I think Fisherman takes way more skill than all of those. I get what you're saying with the 3 Musketeers.
So we got some people say Mortar. 3 Musketeers are a little hard as well. Fisherman placements can be memorized. The Mortar is harder. So, some people say Mortar, but I'm going to go with the Fisherman.
You're saying Mortar is hard. Okay. Well,
I was thinking about that too. Like, when I play Mortar, I have no idea.
It just might be difficult, yeah. I don't play Mortar too much, obviously, maybe because it's difficult.
Right. The most skilled card, guys, I'm going to, out of this bunch anyway, I'm going to have to go Fisherman.
I have to go with Fisherman.
Number 9.
All righty. The most scarier card to play against.
Okay, it's not Mega Knight.
So you got the Mega Knight, the E-Giant, or the Sparky. Which one's more scarier playing against?
I guess it would have to be...
Sparky's for me.
Is it?
It's not, and I do really well against Sparky.
Okay.
It's just so, like, scared, like, because whenever it fires, it's like 1,600 damage. And I don't know what it is.
Damage.
So I'm, like, super worried about it.
I could stop it with my E-Drag, though, so I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I think the most scared I would be just E-Giant, because I would have to either replace, like, if I'm seeing a lot of E-Giant, I got to replace... Lumberjack to
E-Giant,
Mini P.E.K.K.A.
E-Giant is like one of the worst counters for me as well for lava. Is it? Yeah.
Not for me. Obviously, I have a beatdown. It's a golem deck. But
I have a beatdown as well, but like this is bad.
That's true. But yours is air. But the thing about it is on the E-Giant, though, is that like I got really no good cards that will actually take it down fast. So I got to replace Lumberjack to Mini P.E.K.K.A. and then I'm fine. Then I'm not worried about it.
You're right. Because like for me, I do have the Barbarians. And Evo Barbarian. So, like, I do have a somewhat of a fast way of doing it. But if somebody knows what they're doing playing E-Giant against Lava, E-Giant has a much better chance of winning. So,
don't you have Evo Drag?
Which one?
Evo Drag. I-Drag?
I do have I-Drag, yeah.
So you can take it down to Till.
But they have Tornado.
True.
So,
that's true.
You're basically
wasting 4 elixir.
And the one thing, like, if you place your Barbarians on the giant, the E-Giant, they will, like, either, like, have the bomber ready or they'll have the Barbarian barrel ready, and that just takes it all out pretty fast. So, yes, sir.
That's true.
Number 10.
Savage was right.
Ah, I know. We need to dawn for this.
Savage literally just says, are they going to bring back Fireball and Freeze?
Fireball versus the Freeze. And man, we should have waited till Dom was
here. All right. We're going to do this, right? We're going to do 3, 2, 1. And you're going to say, I'm going to say it at the same time.
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
I'm going to do 3. You go 2. I'll do 1. And we'll say it.
Okay.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Fireball.
Yeah. By far. Without question. Sorry, guys. Those.
I don't think it's Freeze. By far. Freeze is back in the metal a little bit. You got Freeze Graveyard.
That's true.
And Freeze with Balloon.
You always had that.
So you do. It is kind of good, but I think Fireball is way more meta.
Yeah.
You get more value out of Fireball. Fireball is almost a must to have. Almost, pretty much. Literally in this meta, you almost need to have arrows and Fireball.
One or the other.
That's what's annoying. Clash Royale quiz by Doomslay, one of our Discord members. I am so ready for this. This is going to be so fun.
I'm going to struggle.
And what's also fun about this is my wife is on here, and she's going to be reading the questions and the answers for us. So, yikes. Angela, that's my wife. Thanks for being on the show with us.
Hello. Hi. You're welcome.
All right. Well, hit us off with the first question.
First
question. What card was deleted from Clash Royale?
Oh, I know it.
What card was deleted from Clash Royale?
Yep, I know it.
Only reading the answers, so if they're wrong, I mean...
Yeah.
What card was deleted from Clash Royale?
Yeah, I know it.
What? There was a card deleted?
Yep.
Wait. So we're not guessing? We're just saying,
don't be reading chat, by the way.
We're not guessing.
Wait, you're not going to say it out loud? You just want me to say the answer?
Oh, I thought we were going to work out as a team.
You want to work out as a team?
That's fine, but I already got it.
What is it?
It's Heal Spell.
Yep.
Let's go.
My goodness, I'm an idiot. I know.
The Heal Spell is the only card that has ever been deleted from the game and was replaced with the Heal Spirit.
Yep.
So
replaced by the butter.
Does look like butter. I know. He's about ready to hop on some popcorn.
No, on a roll. He's on a roll.
He's on a roll.
That's why they call him butter.
So we're working together?
That's fine.
Okay.
All right.
Hang on. There's 13 questions, so let's see how many we get right.
Okay.
All right. What card has had the most balance changes, and how many changes were there?
Okay. I heard. Okay. Night Witch is one. Night Witch is up there.
Wait. What is the one card?
What card has the most balance?
What card?
The answer has the top two.
Okay.
Night Witch, Phoenix.
Would Phoenix be one?
Phoenix would be... Dude, it's never Phoenix got a nerf.
Or the Night Witch.
Buff. It never got a buff.
I feel like we're missing one.
Night Witch, Phoenix.
I think there's one that was...
Cracker?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, I think you're right. Phoenix and Night Witch. Night Witch is definitely one.
Because of the early stages. Apparently she was broken, but this is before you and I...
Yeah, I know.
...ever got serious about it.
Not necessarily.
Phoenix.
Phoenix was one.
Pump?
No. I'm going to go with Phoenix and Night Witch.
Phoenix beat Night Witch. But there's two answers?
No, Night Witch is still more.
There's two answers. It has the first and the second.
Okay. So are we agreeing with Night Witch and Phoenix?
Yes, I'm agreeing with
Night Witch and Phoenix.
We're locking it in.
Witch has 20 balance changes and Dark Prince is second with 15.
Wait, Witch?
That's what it says. Witch has 20.
And Dark Prince
has 15.
Are you serious?
The witch?
The witch.
No way.
I'm not kidding. The witch had more. Are you serious? Why? She was that OP'd? How many skeletons came out of her?
That's crazy. Oh, I could have sworn. And wait. What was the second one?
Dark Prince.
Dark Prince.
No way.
Oh, my word. Dark Prince? I never would have guessed that.
Wow. That was a good one. Wow.
I got him.
All right, number 3.
We're 1-1.
All right. How many ice spirits does it take to kill a golem?
We know that. Oh, golem?
How many ice spirits kills a golem?
How many ice spirits does it take to kill a golem?
Okay, the big golem. We're talking about the big golem, which has more health than the stupid middle tower.
Okay, so...
Oh, my goodness. Well, Jack my rabbit.
It's got an equation on here to prove the answer, but I don't know what these numbers mean.
It's got an equation. 20?
I'm going to go...
20 sounds
like... I wouldn't do like 20. I would do like something like 22.
I feel like we're low.
Really?
I'm being honest.
Okay, like, so how much health does the golem have?
A lot. I don't know how much health.
Okay, so what, 5,000?
Okay, lower. Let's not go to the 1,000 range.
Okay, let's go like 4,000.
Okay, no.
Health.
Stop.
Health.
4,000 health? Yeah. Oh, on the golem. Oh, shoot. I thought you were talking about ice spirits. We'll like 4,000 ice spirits? You would kill the whole arena.
Ice spirits do like 200 damage, I think. So,
is it that much?
I think so.
Dang. Go, go.
So 5 ice spirits is 1,000. I'm just rounding.
Okay, yeah, okay. So 5,000. So take 5. I'll do math.
So I'm going like 40.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think it's like higher, dude. I think we should meet in the middle. Go 50.
Okay, 50 or how about like 52 or something?
All right, 52. The equation is 7,200, which I'm assuming is
7,200 is the golem.
Is the golem
divided by 110?
110.
So your answer is 66.
Okay, we were close. Wow,
16 away, but 66. I just kill the big one.
I thought the ice wizard or ice. I thought the ice spirit did a little bit more damage.
My word.
Whew. So I was right. We shouldn't have done 4,000 HP. It was like 7,000, right? Yeah, 7,000.
7,200.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
All right. What were the first two legendary cards?
The first two. It wasn't Princess.
No.
The first two.
First two legendaries?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Miner? Are you sure it wasn't Princess?
I don't think it is.
Are you sure?
No, but I don't think it is.
I have a feeling.
I don't think it is. Princess was added a little bit before, or a little bit after.
But she's on the, you would think that as they made the game, that they're on the tower. Like, okay. You know what? We're going to put Princess on the out in the free, you know.
I'm gonna look at the deck, my deck real quick, or my cards.
Why?
Real quick. Okay, I think I'm going to go with Lava Hound. Lava Hound would be a good one.
Okay, that would be a good
Lava
one.
Lava Hound.
Lava Hound. Because because in the early stages, they were recording Clash of Clans, right? So we got to pick games that were basically in Town Hall 10.
It wasn't Princess.
Town Hall 10, okay? So let's go with Lava Hound. We're going to lock that one in because we know
Ghost was not.
Ghost, definitely not. I want to say Miner, though. Miner and Lava Hound, then, if it's not Princess.
Maybe?
The Log?
No, I still don't think it's the Log. I think Log was added.
Okay. Wall, no, it's not Wall Breakers. Let me get on the game.
Sparky? I don't ever remember.
It's not Sparky.
Okay, but I don't ever remember Sparky being like that.
Okay, let me look.
Not Mega Knight.
No, screw Mega Knight. Okay, we got Lava Hound, definitely. You say it's not
Princess. I picked Lava, so you picked the other one.
I want to say it's Princess.
I don't think it is. I really don't think it is.
Okay.
Actually, maybe Miner.
Lava Miner. I wanted to say Miner. Could it be Graveyard?
Oh, yeah. No.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay. We know it's not the Eye Drag or E-Wiz or Mother Witch. Obviously not. Definitely not Mother Witch. Definitely not Fisherman. Okay, I'm stuck between Miner and Princess, bro.
Pick one.
Princess.
It's not Princess, but anyway.
Babe, you should have listened to Caleb. It's Ice Wizard and Princess.
Oh, my God.
What? Nah.
Bro, it's so good.
It's not very often you hear me say that to my husband, but
listen to me.
I knew Princess was old, but like
she old, dude. She's granny now.
Ah,
Princess. I didn't. Okay, Ice Wizard. Ice Spirit. I never would have guessed Ice Spirit. I never would have.
Ice Spirit.
Or what'd you say?
It was Ice Wizard.
Ice Wizard?
Ice Wizard and Princess.
Wow.
I never would have guessed Ice Wizard.
I said no to
Eye Wizard. I didn't think it was Eye Wizard.
I wonder when Lava came out. Huh.
Oh.
All right.
Which is better, Freeze or Fireball?
Oh my goodness. Are you serious? Well.
I saw this question and I
well, which was
listened to you
better?
Guys debate about it earlier. I was like, oh my goodness.
It's definitely Freeze.
No, I was about to say, like, it's definitely Freeze, you know.
The answer is good luck.
they're saying on the chat, I thought Dawn would be here. Dude, Dawn needed to be here that question.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, you guys already know our answer. It's definitely Fireball.
It's definitely Fireball.
All right. How much money has Clash Royale made?
Okay, it's in the billions.
Millions?
Billions. Wait. What kind of? What's their
like total is income?
Are they using pounds or is it euros?
It's like total
dollars.
Total income.
A dollar. So U.S. money. We don't have to guess the euro.
No.
Okay.
Wait. Read the question one more time.
How much money has Clash Royale made?
Okay, so it's probably like
$2.7 billion.
Oh my goodness. It's not the franchise of the Cowboys.
Hey, it's pay to win. I'll tell you what. We need to make more money. You guys are billionaires.
I'm going like 500 million.
I bet this is a billion game. I bet it's in the billions. I'm going to guess billion. At least 1 billion.
And Kayla's been right before.
I've been right. I've been right many times. What are you talking about?
I'm going like 750 million.
All right. Total 4 billion, but the US only equates for a quarter of that. So the US is 1 billion, but in total 4 billion.
Wow.
That's insane.
This amount has only been achieved by 15 mobile games ever.
Dang.
That's why they're huge, bro.
What's Clash of Clans?
Dude, Clash of Clans has got to be way more.
It's got to be at least close to that. So Supercell would have the like two games that reach that much. That's insane.
Both of them combined, so they could be up at the 10 bills just by those two games, possibly. That's not even Brawl Stars, bro. Brawl Stars is even higher.
I want to know. Oh, I forgot about that. No, Brawl Stars is not higher than Clash of Clans.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. But I want to know how much Supercell has made.
Altogether? A lot.
Compared to like other companies.
You had Boom Beach. Word. All right. And they say they didn't have games that pay to win. Come on, fix your game, Clash Royale. New dev team.
Next question.
All right. Another math question.
Let's go. I got my calculator.
How many zaps does it take to destroy a king tower?
Okay. Zap does the exact same.
As E.
So it's less than the golem.
It's less than the golem then. It's 4,000. 7,000 is the golem.
It was 60 some. So I think it's going to be.
Wait, you're right. It's 60 some. So it's going to be in the 40s?
No, I was thinking 50s.
50 zaps?
I don't know if it matters, but at the end of the question, it has like parentheses level 11. I don't know if
that means
anything. Oh, shoot.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, because
it doesn't matter.
You're right.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because it's going to be a level 11 to zap. So
I'm pretty sure it's the same.
So the number's going to be the same. So I'm going to say 50. It's going to be a little bit less than the golem, right? So if it's the exact same as the ice.
It was 66 for the golem on the answer on that one.
66 for the goal. I think it's going to be 50. 16 less.
Okay, I'm gonna guess like 54.
I think it's less.
56. No, it's less than that.
54, yeah, 56, right. Bro. Like that's like
49. Go.
I swear, if you're off by one.
All right, it's 4,824 divided by 57.
Oh, and that's gosh.
85.
Oh, snap.
That's a lot of zaps.
Why is it? Wait. You're telling me the King Tower has more health now than the Golem?
No. Zap only did how much? Like 87.
57.
Oh, snap.
Oh, mama.
That's why.
85 zaps.
Ice Spear did way more.
Ice Spear did way, way more. I did not think of that. I thought Zap and Ice Spear were similar.
Wow.
Good night.
We are idiots.
Do we even play this game?
All right. What is the best possible elixir trade between two cards?
The best
possible elixir trade.
It's got to be a pump with something. Pump with rocket. You don't think so? Best elixir trade? I don't know. I met a lot of idiots. Somebody rocket my ice spear one time.
Okay, so you have like 3M with lightning, right? So
that's a good trade? For who?
For you.
For like you pulling the lightning or are you pulling the 3M?
Dude, what is the best elixir trade? So lightning on their 3M gives you
three elixir.
You're up three. So there's three. That'd be a good trade, but I feel like there's a better one out there.
You can fireball the 3Ms, can't you?
Yeah, but they're still alive. Okay. So technically
that's still a good trade.
If they're not supported, I think the tower one-shots them. So that could be...
That's basically a trade. So a fireball with 3M, that's probably the best trade you can get in the game, if you think about it, because they cost 9 elixir, so you're on to something.
What's the answer? Is it like elixir cost?
Is it just elixir cost? Or do you have to kill them?
It's talking about elixir.
Okay, so I'm going to...
I think you're right. I think it's 3M and Fireball.
Fireball. Fireball would... Yeah, that'd be...
I think it's 3M and Fireball. That's a 5 elixir trade, dude.
Five elixir?
Plus if they...
We're going with five elixir trade, and that's going to be it.
All right. It says, a mirrored fire spirit at level 16 will take out a level 1 three musketeer for a plus 7 elixir trade.
Okay, read that again.
What?
A mirrored fire spirit.
Okay, fire spirit.
At level 16.
Level 16
fire spirit. A mirrored fire spirit.
Yeah, level 16 fire spirit.
Will take out a level 1 three musketeer for a plus 7 elixir trade.
Oh, level 1 I'm... musketeer.
First of all,
oh my goodness! How is that legal?
Our brains did not meet that standard.
First off, he had to spend 2 elixir on that. Holy cow, that's insane!
You got to be kidding me, dude! 1 ice spirit,
level 16 can kill a level 1 musketeer.
How many questions we got?
We got 1, 2, 3, 4 left.
Let's go.
All right. What is the highest trophy count in Clash Royale history?
By one player getting it? Like the top player getting... Your cap is what?
Well, 9, it wasn't. I don't think it was a cap back then.
I'm pretty sure there was, bro. If there was no cap back then, why do they put a cap on it now? That's what doesn't make sense.
Is it higher than 9,000? Was there ever been a 9,000... Okay, Angela says yes. No way.
Should we put another 0 at the end of
it? Oh my goodness.
Wait, say the question again.
What is the highest trophy count in Clash Royale history?
Highest trophy count in Clash Royale history?
And there is a video out there explaining what happened, if there that gives any hints.
Nope.
So maybe a glitch?
The highest, so there must have been like a glitch or something like that.
I have no idea. It's a glitch, dude.
It could be in the millions for some stupid reason. I'm going with a million.
I'm going 10,000.
20,199. And it says OJ has a video on it explaining what happened, if you're interested.
All right.
OJ, I'm going to look you up, pal.
Wow.
That's insane, though.
20,000
trophies.
I wonder who it was set by.
I wonder who did it. Yeah, I wonder who did it.
What card has the highest DPS, not counting EVOs?
The highest DPS. Which one has the highest? Now,
not counting evolutions.
Right. Because then it would be barbarians.
Dark Goblin? Chat is cracking me up.
We'll read it later because I don't want to look at chat right now.
Chat, the flop's everybody, like, I can't Google fast enough.
That's exactly, everybody's saying that Flop is Googling, and he goes, I can't Google fast enough.
Okay. So Dark Goblin would be one of my tops.
What about, okay,
Dark Goblin? And Flying Machine would be there too.
But what about like Graveyard or Scarby?
Are we just talking about, like, just on tower?
No, you're right. Really talking about troops?
You're right. It's Skeleton Army. It's got to be Skeleton Army.
Skeleton Army is fast, but so is Graveyard.
Yeah, but not as fast. I think you have more skeletons in the Skeleton Army. So I'm going Skeleton Army.
You are? Okay, I'll lock it in too, but there's a lot of them. So you're thinking that DPS has to be quick. You know what I mean?
All right, don't tell Savage, but it's Inferno Tower.
Oh my goodness.
Note that this is only when it's fully charged, and Rocket has the second highest.
Really?
Why are we so...
And Savage goes, oh, my boy.
That's so
damage per second. I thought it would be like Skeleton Army.
Yeah, DPS?
Isn't that what it was, DPS?
Mm-hmm.
Damage per second, you'd think it would be Skarmy.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is crazy. Wow.
All right. What is the fastest card?
Miner.
I don't think so.
What's faster, Fireball?
The fastest card.
Fireball or Flippin' Miner, dude?
Okay, but I don't think you count his speed digging, dude.
I'm an idiot. Zap. Zap's quick.
Okay.
Zap's quick.
It didn't say troop.
Freeze is even quicker.
Is it?
I don't know.
No, I think it's going by like on foot.
Is it going by on foot? Prince? Dark Prince, Hog Rider.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing flying, unless you want to count Skelly Dragons, but they're not that fast. No. They're faster. Spirits are fast.
They are.
So all the spirits are super fast. Larrys are pretty quick.
It used to be...
Mighty Miner. Which is mind-blowing. Boy lost weight.
Wait, what was the question? Is like ever or
What's
right now?
What's the fastest card? There are no qualifications for it in total. How did I cheat? What is the fastest card?
What do you got, Caleb?
They're calling me cheaters.
What do you got?
I'm not cheating.
What? What do you got?
I don't know. I just said a lot of cards. What's the fastest card in Clash Royale history?
No, not
Caleb,
history.
They're just saying you're cheating because you're reading the chat. Get off chat.
I'm only reading certain chats. I'm sorry. Certain like things. Anyway, sorry. I'm off, guys. I'm off.
All right. Okay, Miner. Whatever.
Miner.
Electro Spirit. If you can chain it through buildings or troops, it gets to the tower faster than a Miner.
What? No, it's...
No way. That is awesome. I want to see
that. That's dope. I want to see that now.
I want to see a side-by-side comparison. I bet it's out there.
Oh, my word.
That is awesome.
I never would have guessed that.
That makes sense.
That would make sense. Because if it chains, though, it's faster. That's insane.
What was Golden Knight back then? Whenever you can chain, like, like forever?
Okay, that was pretty fast.
Because, yeah.
That was really
fast. I bet it would be Golden Knight if they wouldn't have changed it. But you still have to spam his ability, so like it takes a while for his ability to like activate. So that kind of sets him back, so I doubt it.
All right. Dylan, emoji-loving husband. How many emotes are there in Clash Royale?
Oh, I just watched an episode, or OJ, hey, on this about a few months ago.
Wait, are we tag-teaming this, or can I?
You already know.
It's for both of you. I was just saying Dylan because I've never seen someone more obsessed with emotes than him.
Seriously?
Oh my goodness.
In Clash Royale, are you emoting like crazy?
No. Yeah. Who doesn't?
I don't.
Caleb.
I let my game do all my talking and I lose majority of it.
That's why you're a little quiet.
How many emotes total are there in Clash Royale?
I think it's like 180.
That's way more.
Seriously?
I think it's more than cards.
They're not asking how many you can use.
I'm not saying
how
that.
How many
I know
total
that.
In the game?
Yeah,
I think it's higher. I think it's 300. All of them in the game.
I know.
300. I bet it's like 300, dude, or 270 or something like that. I think it's outrageous.
Okay, I'm going with Caleb.
I'm going like...
I'm going like 500. No, there's no way.
There's no way it's 500.
Angel's laughing, so it's
there's
not.
No way it's 500. I think it's like 270 or something like that. 277. Something like that.
I'm going with 320.
333.
Let's go. Oh my goodness.
Fun fact, that's
insane.
Only 100 emotes can be used per player per game to prevent spamming.
Wow. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know that either. Wow.
Good thing you've never tried to use more than 100.
How many people have all the emotes? I think there's only like two.
OJ is actually one of them.
OJ is one of them.
Have almost all of them, or if all of them.
Or OJ, I don't know if... I know OJ has...
OJ did a video.
Yeah, that's the one I watched. OJ is tied
with
the
else.
Most.
Oh, he's tied with the most.
But I don't know if he has literally all of them.
Okay.
I don't know if everybody has all of them.
Maybe not.
Bytor only uses the chicken.
He is what he eats. No, I'm kidding.
I'm just kidding. I use the check one where he... The king chess one, he knocks out the other king.
Oh, dude, that has been my favorite emote.
And my favorite one is
the check one, checkmate.
He just lips it off
and
the board.
And then, dude, I have been spamming.
Internet one's my favorite,
Internet
too.
One, yeah.
I let people know.
I don't want to play that one. But I've been flexing on the Ultimate Champion.
Oh, shut up.
I have been flexing on that.
Sorry, guys. Just dropped my phone.
All right, guys, we got some reviews. McDonald's.
Yeah. That's,
actually, it's K Peep. He named this McDonald's, and he said, "I have listened to all of your podcasts that you guys have put out, and I love each one. You guys are super funny, and will never stop listening to your amazing podcast." By the way, if you don't get the joke in the title, the slogan is "I'm loving it." Also, the Discord server is super nice. Thumbs up. Thank you, K Peep.
I'll take a large number three plane, please.
That's exactly okay. I always get a large number three, but it's not plane. I leave everything on that.
Damn, plane.
Optimus Prime, he said, I love this podcast. I think I'm a bit better than these guys. I destroy my friends when they play Clash Royale and they go offline at the first round.
Wow.
Dude, Optimus, I challenge you.
Uh-oh.
Fight me.
Prime time. Fight me, bro.
All right, this one's by dot, 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 dot. He titled it... He titled it Brilliant, and he said, love this podcast, so good, hope you carry on.
Well, guys, oh, there's more.
Yep. Gus, he said,
Goose. This is the
he said, best podcast, listen every day you guys upload, keep this going, it makes my day. Thank you, man. And then this one's the worst review I have ever read. This was by Caleb's Better. And he titled it, Great Podcast. He said, just finished all the episodes. I have learned so much. Keep up the good work. And then he said, and Caleb is more funny than Dylan.
Thanks, guy. I do really appreciate it. I don't think I'm funny, to be honest with
me
you.
Me neither. What the heck?
I think it's because I'm stupid, and that's what makes me funny. I really.
You are Joey and Friends.
Probably. If you don't know what if you don't know what Friends are, go watch. You'll find out real quick who Joey is.
At least you're not Phoebe.
No, brother. Well, guys, thank you so much for those reviews. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you guys so much, and thank you, wife, thank you, Angela, for being on the pod, man. Not man, but ma'am. She's filling in for Dalton. That's what she was doing. But thank you for reading the questions. I thought you did an amazing job.
That was awesome. Yeah, that was really good. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
So, alrighty, guys, we will see you in 2 weeks.
Bye-bye.